Unwritten. That's Natasha Bedingfield on Nova 103.5. It's time for 101 Days of Happiness. Today is to do the ruler drop test. So basically, our reaction times can reveal a surprising amount about what's going on inside our bodies, from our brain health to the risk of an early death. So why not know about it, I suppose? You'll need a bit of help for this one, as well as a ruler. So what you do is you sit in a chair, resting your arm on a table so that your wrist is hanging off the edge with your thumb and four fingers facing up in like a pinching grip. You ask the person helping you to hold a ruler vertically over your hand with the zero, where the numbers start, aligned with your thumb. Then, without warning you, your partner, your helper, should drop the ruler while you try to catch it as quickly as possible. The distance the ruler falls before being caught is an assessment of your reaction time. So, broadly speaking, an excellent performance equates to catching the ruler at a distance less than 7.5 centimeters. Above average is 7.5 to 15.9 centimeters, average 15.9 to 20.4, and below average anything over 20.4. Poor is more than 28 centimeters, or if you don't manage to catch the ruler at all, then you kind of know you've got problems. The good news is, though, that even if your reaction time is slow, you can improve it, and you don't need to be doing all those super sport reaction drills that we see the rugby players doing. Their websites, their apps dedicated to helping train your reaction times, and in turn, help keep your mind sharp for longer.